You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. And this is episode number 425. Man, we thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. It is always awesome for us to be able to hang out with you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us.
We do appreciate that. We appreciate the reviews. We appreciate all the posts, people saying how much they love Drone You and how much the study guide has helped them out, which is good news for those of you who haven't attended. We know that's quite a bit of you. So October 8th and 9th, we will be in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
And if you can't attend in person for the class, you can attend via a live stream. Now, if you're interested in going, check out DroneUlive.com. Again, that is DroneUlive.com. You're not going to want to miss this, not only because it'll give you the information that you need to know, it's going to teach you how to operate responsibly and safely, but you're going to meet a group of guys that you will never forget, and you will make memories for life. I know I have. Rob, I wish you were at the last one because...
Yeah, me too.
Man, it was really cool meeting a lot of community. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, no, it's a great group of people. Just in general, obviously the drone, a lot of people there were DroneU members, and my hunch is that's how it would be in Denver as well, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a DroneU member, obviously. Come out and meet a lot of really great people.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good time. But anyway, thanks again, guys, for the reviews, the shares, everything. We do appreciate it.
And the questions. AskDroneU.com for your questions. Get them in. We'll get to them just as quickly as we possibly can.
I think that is correct.
Yeah.
We should probably play the question now.
Hello, DroneU. I have a really good question for you. I'm supposed to be flying down in St. Louis for a festival called LouFest. There's some major bands playing there, so on and so forth. There's supposed to be a pretty large crowd. I will have my insurance by the time the event takes place, but we got a email from the Board of Park and Recreation's chairman that said that they couldn't authorize us to fly in the parks, but that we would have to ask for the FAA's permission. Any thoughts on this? I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
So notice something, some key information here, Rob. He didn't say if he was getting paid or not.
And this was prior to 107. It was on the 19th that he sent this message.
Gotcha.
So a couple weeks ago.
But now that we're past 107.
We have to answer it in that context.
That's correct.
Right.
That is correct. For historical purposes.
Sure.
For clarity, correctness.
For clarity. In proper context.
That's right.
Given current.
So paradigm. Let me ask you this question. If he's flying for money, or if he's flying not for money, or if he's not flying for money... Does it matter? Is he subject to the law?
Well, in terms of the question, we have to make some assumptions here, right? So
let's lay the foundation.
Let's lay the foundation.
Let's
so
lay
one
the
is
foundation of assumptions.
It's an event, okay. And so one of the assumptions is there are a lot of people there,
mm-hmm.
and that he's probably going to be flying around or potentially over, although he has to be very careful with that, obviously.
So
it wouldn't matter. I mean, you're going to have to follow the law regardless.
Yeah, you are.
Given those circumstances.
You are going to have to follow the law regardless because there's going to be a lot of people around and you are not going to be able to fly safely under the AMA's guidance terms because you have to stay a minimum distance away from people.
Right.
Now, why couldn't the local board give him permission? It's very simple. There's only one governing agency over the airspace. Who is that, Rob?
That's the FAA.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
So your local government cannot preempt a federal law. That's why you have to get FAA permission. And two things here. If you are going to try and fly this under 107, you still can't fly directly over people. You can sure be a lot closer than you can if you're flying for hobby purposes. But that being said, if you want to fly directly over people, you're going to have to get what's called a COW. It was originally called a COA, but now we call them CAL, Certificate of Waiver.
Right.
That will waive the not flying over people so that you can fly safely over people. I did notice something. The CNN waiver for flying over people said they were going to be using the photo pro kite or something like that. So I'm wondering if it's even tethered to the ground. Like, I'm really, really wondering that.
Probably is. Well, it's I think kite implies that it is definitely tethered either to the ground or to a person on the ground or to something along those lines.
Yeah.
Which changes everything.
It really does, because if you lost something and you had some sort of like high speed winch that just pulled the tether in, like you're literally just pulling the drone in at 200 miles an hour in towards the box.
That sounds dangerous too, particularly depending on what the apparatus, what the cable is.
Yeah, what if it gets hooked up to a tree or a crane and someone is shooting video from a crane and then that force pulls the drone into the crane topples over onto the people. Here we go again.
Oh gosh, I don't know that we're helping here.
I think we're helping in showing that there's really no good reason to fly over people ever.
Well, that's true. Although, again, you can get the COW and do it legally under those circumstances.
You can legally have a cow now.
Yes, you can. So, number one, we believe that the Parks and Rec folks, they probably are doing the right thing by saying, look, we're just making sure you're taking care of your legal side before we can allow you to come fly.
They know that they don't give permission. That's, again, a federal statute. So he can't fly hobby reasons because he can't adhere to the safety guidelines from the AMA if you actually read them. And it's something that we really need to talk about, too, to be clear to people, because if you cannot fly within the AMA's guidelines under Section 336 of that 2012 law, then you are absolutely liable for any law that you break under 107.
Yeah.
And that's $1,100 every time that you break it.
Ooh, that can get pricey real quick.
Yeah, especially if you take off and land multiple times.
Every one of those counts.
Everyone counts. Yeah. So.
And they have all the information in your drone, right?
So they can check it. You're logging your own bad behavior. Anyway,
be careful with that.
So he knows now he's got to go to the FAA. He's got to get a Part 107 certificate, the Remote Pilot in Command certificate or Remote Pilot certificate. And he's probably going to have to get a COW or a COA to fly over people. But most of you already knew that. Thanks for listening along anyway. You know, we've got to be a guide for people who are new and getting into this industry, because a lot of people just don't know, can't get upset about it. The media only talks about things that cause a stir. And unless a drone crashes into something, they don't care.
Yeah, Kaepernick. Just kidding. sorry. So, anyways, I forgot what I was going to say because I just did that. But the bottom line, what I was going to say.
Because Kaepernick.
Because Kaepernick. You talked about the media talking about things that don't matter. That's why I said that. But anyways, how long are cows taking? 60 to 90 days at best is what we're hearing.
They're coming in fast right now.
They are coming in fast?
They're coming in fast. So, yeah, you can get them pretty fast. In fact, we're going to apply for one when I get back from vacation.
All right.
I tried getting John to apply for some, and then he sent out an email where he's like, John Rupert, J. Rupp Law Firm will get you COAs. And it's like, I've been asking for a month. Where are mine, man?
Well, he's obviously very busy and has a lot going on. So
clearly.
Best to John.
Best to John.
Anyways, hopefully that answers your question, Bill. I know we kind of were all over the place there, but the bottom line is, you're going to have to get the 107 if you don't already have the 107. Having insurance, which you mentioned, is a very good idea. Definitely want to do that. But that doesn't really have much to do with the legal side of things.
Yeah, insurance can... It's funny. The FAA doesn't require insurance, but we recommend you have insurance.
For sure.
For liability reasons. Anyway, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Did I interrupt you, Rob?
Nope.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Nope, you're good.
All right, cool. Then if you want to check out more on Drone U, go to thedroneu.com and find out everything you need to know to fly like a boss and turn your passion into profit. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask a Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.